This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And it is here. Today is Seattle Rock Day, baby.
Woo! Big day.
Yeah.
Put on your flannels. Put your long johns underneath your shorts.
I mean, isn't that
every
day?
Doc Martens.
Isn't that what we're doing every day anyway?
It kind of feels that way.
Yeah. What does this mean, Seattle Rock Day? Well, all day long, we're celebrating the music of the Pacific Northwest. And in so many different ways, we're going to be celebrating this.
Yeah, we've got some great celebrities and local musicians that are going to be joining us throughout the morning, afternoon, and evening as well, including Bruce Fairweather at 7:17, who was the lead guitarist of Mother Love Bone, Charles Cross, and a great author. He's going to be joining us as well. It's going to be and taking Rockaholics calls and texts as well, BJ.
Yeah, and we have over the years, we have talked to a lot of great people about the music of the Pacific Northwest, and we're going to be hearing from them as well. It's just all part of everybody who is part of the music scene. And all's a day, that's what we're going to be doing, including, of course, our show. And we would love to hear your favorite memories as well. That's a big part of Seattle Rock Day, is what you remember, what you love about this great, rich, vibrant Seattle music scene that is still happening today. And, of course, happened all those years ago. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Share with us your stories, as we're going to take your calls and texts all morning long. It's that simple. And back when we celebrated KISW's 50th anniversary, we were fortunate enough to talk to Kevin Martin of Candlebox, and he let us know about his impressions of the Seattle music scene when he first moved out here.
Yeah, I mean, there's an honesty. I think, you know, the beauty of Seattle and what I found when I moved there was everybody was so kind of real and sincere and honest. The music was certainly, the people that were playing, the band members that were playing it, the stations that were supporting it, it really felt like it was a community, and people honestly loved their rock and roll in that city. It's I don't know if there's another city in the United States who has that kind of just belief in the music being the most important thing to it. It just feels like Seattle is and will always be the small town that could, and musicians that just did it the way they wanted to do it.
That's a great way to start off Seattle Rock Day, because he really did put it in great words. That is what we're about.
Just a great community, and I'm excited to hear the Rockaholic stories, because I mean, everyone has seen different shows and been part of, like, seeing Nirvana at the Off Ramp or seeing Pearl Jam's very first show. It's going to be fun to hear what some of our Rockaholics have experienced throughout the years when it comes to the Seattle music scene.
And it's all happening today on Seattle Rock Day, and because it's Seattle Rock Day, all you're going to hear is Seattle music. Here's Mad Season on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Kia Up You All for giving us the Migs Report today. Happy Seattle Rock Day, everybody.
Oh, that's it.
And you know what? We want people to share their stories on social media. Be sure to tag us at Seattle Rock Day. Let's get that trending, BJ.
Nice.
Trend, trend, trend. In fact, shout out to Ronan Givney. He has a book called Not For You, Pearl Jam in the Present Tense. I just saw on his Twitter page, he was just sharing how he's excited to be joining us at 8:15 or 8:17 this morning to talk about Pearl Jam, his book, which sold out already over at Easy Street Records and other places as well. So it'll be fun to share some stories about Pearl Jam with Ronan, who's a big fan of the band. Plus, all morning long, we'll be chatting with other Seattle luminaries. Bruce Fairweather from Mother Love Bone. We, in fact, just got a text message from someone saying, hey, be sure to give some love to Andrew Wood and say nice things about Andrew. He always seems to be left out or forgotten. Absolutely love his voice. Rock on, guys. We'll be showing a lot of love for Andrew with our chat with Bruce Fairweather this morning at 7:17. Other people will be joining us all morning as well. Plus, and more importantly, I think, is hearing from the Rockaholics and their stories. 206-421-ROCK. You can give us a call right now. We'll be taking your calls all morning long or text us at 77999. And BJ, today on Seattle Rock Day, the main goal is to raise money for a great cause, and that's SMASH, which is Seattle Music Musician, Seattle Music Access to Sustainable Healthcare. Musicians Healthcare. I can see.
Hey, listen, I know what you're trying to say. We want to get healthcare for musicians. That's the bottom line.
The problem is I'm trying to read my own handwriting, and I feel bad for anyone that wants to read my handwriting because I can't even read my own handwriting. But what I'm excited about with this is that we're trying to raise $10,000 today. So far, we're at $2,500, I believe, BJ. Or Vicky.
Okay.
Yep. And you just go to KSW.com. You can donate. But we've added some incentive to that, BJ, and that's some awesome items that are being auctioned off through eBay and through Smash. So if you click on the link, you'll see all these awesome things, including a Metallica poster. You're like, why Metallica on Seattle Rock Day? Well, it's a Seattle concert poster, and it was made by the Ames Brothers, which features Jeff from Pearl Jam and his brother, which is very cool. Also, we have a Mudhoney skateboard, which has their Big Muff guitar pedal, which is very cool looking. You could go on that. Also, a Super Suckers poster that's been signed and numbered. Signed Duff McKagan, Guns N' Roses weird blacklight poster, man, that is just awesome. Duff also, you know, big part of the Seattle music scene. Got his feet wet playing drums with the Fastbacks, and then eventually went on to be in this band called Guns N' Roses. Kind of crazy. But the one I'm excited about, and holy smokes, it's already raising some good money. It's almost at $1,000. It's at $760, and that's a signed Pearl Jam poster. All the members of Pearl Jam are signing this one, including Jeff, Stone, Eddie, Mike, and Matt. So you can just go to KSW.com, click on the link for Seattle Rock Day, and it'll take you to the auction site. We're hoping we're going to raise a lot of money today for Smash.
Nice.
Some good stuff right there. So again, just go to KISW.com. I was trying to think about some of my favorite memories, and I think all morning we're all going to on the show share some of our favorite memories. But just thinking about Pearl Jam and that signed poster, I instantly thought of those two shows at what is now T-Mobile Park, but was Safeco Field, the home shows. Got to go to both. First night went with D. Ted Smith. That was pretty damn awesome. Second night went with my buddy Craig Proper. That one also pretty awesome. In fact, I think the second show might be the best Pearl Jam show I've ever been to. There was just such an energy in that place and the crowd and the band. It was a great time. And selfishly, one of the cool perks of working here at KSW is that we've built a relationship with Mike McCready. And we had Mike McCready on recently, and he talked about those home shows. And it was really cool to hear his perspective being, you know, the lead guitarist of Pearl Jam.
In terms of the home shows, you know, I've got to go back in the historical sense in terms of what, where I came from as a young boy and being my band Warrior when I was, in seventh grade with Rick Friel, Chris Friel, and Danny Newcomb. We played our first show in 1979 at our friend Jenny Weintraub's birthday party. So 1979, for me, was my first show ever playing music. So, and that was in a living room. So I went from a living room, and then we'd play churches and rent things, and a shadow happened, and then Pearl Jam, blah, blah, blah. So I look at it in the context of the journey to getting to Safeco was a long, long, amazing, incredible journey. It's overwhelming to play two shows in your home city and know that there's that love and that you as a band member has that love going back to the city. You know, I get chills thinking about it. I was tearing up. I was also super stressed because I wanted it to be great shows. Playing in Seattle for the home shows, you know, on a selfish, I get to be in a band and be a rock star and play guitar on stage thing. There was nothing better. It's, you know, some of my highlights of my entire career have been playing in Washington State. You know, the Gorge has been some of those. Yeah. But playing two nights at Safeco, I think the second night for me was even more, a little bit better than the first. And maybe that's because usually the second shows are better. We had a blast. It was a hometown celebratory, you know, triumph, I guess, in terms of my being in a band. It's hard to put into words how amazing it was.
It's funny you mentioned the Gorge show, too. I remember going to that show with Thrill, and the entire drive to the Gorge, all we would talk about is how much we were hoping that they would play Mother Love Bone during that show, because they were doing, sometimes they were playing Chloe Dancer from time to time in Crown of Thorns. And so we just spent the entire drive listening to Mother Love Bone, talking about how we're hoping to hear them. And then they started playing that song, and I don't think I've held a man for as uncomfortably long of a time as I did Thrill. Both of us just looked at each other and like almost had tears in our eyes because, you know, we've had a few drinks in us at that point.
Maybe.
And we just held each other for that entire song, which is not a short song, BJ. I'm sure some people are like, what is going on with those two?
Yeah, these two ought to get a room.
Well, we had a tent.
Okay, fair enough. That worked.
Didn't make it into the tent. I passed out on the dirt that night. That was pretty awesome. Imagine being Jenny, the woman he was talking about, Mike McCready plays her living room and then one day goes on to play stadiums in giant venues like the Gorge. That's just got to be so surreal.
That is so insane. And, you know, what was he like, 13, 14 at the time,
right?
I think, probably. Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's wild. And I love that he remembers that, which is, you know, one of the reasons why the guys from Pearl Jam are great, Mike McCready, because they're just regular dudes that have had amazing things happen to them.
I mean, we're already getting some text messages at 77999. I'm sure they're going to come up a lot. A lot of people are saying that one of their favorite Seattle rock memories is seeing Pearl Jam at the Drop in the Park show, which, honestly, if I had a time machine and could go to any concert, that would be the number one concert I would want to go to, because it was like just pure insanity, and that's at the height of them just blowing up, becoming this huge band that they were, and they played outdoors. That's the show where Eddie Vedder's hanging from the rafters, many times, but
yeah,
the outdoor show where he's hanging from the rafters. I can only imagine being there was incredible. So all morning, we'll be sharing some of those stories. In the world of sports, BJ, how about the Mariners? They knew Rock Day was happening.
Finally!
So they decided to score some runs in the sixth inning, seven runs, in fact, in one inning, and they beat the White Sox, avoiding being swept 8-4. Mariners are in Minnesota taking on the Twins today at 1 p.m. And I think one of my favorite Mariners stories that has to do with Seattle music, BJ, was one time I got to like go into the locker room and Jay Buhner was there. This is back when Jay Buhner was still playing with the Mariners, and he wasn't doing any interviews. But then he found out I worked at a rock station. I worked at the End at the time, and he goes, "Can you get me that Alice in Chains box set? If you do, I'll do an interview with you." Oh. So the next time around, I came with the Alice in Chains box set, and I was the only person that he talked to. All the other sports media people were like, "How'd you get an interview with Jay? He was turning down everybody." I'm like, I bribed him with a Alice in Chains box set.
This nice work.
Multi-millionaire that could just buy like a billion of those copies. But it was a freebie, so he was. Everyone loves a freebie. I think that's the
yeah. It's
lesson.
So true, and it's right there. Like you also delivered it, so that's even better.
So great. As far as weather, 54 degrees. It's going to be sunny. Thanks to Advanced Hair Restoration for giving us the Migs report, and that's what's up.
And today is Seattle Rock Day. We want to hear your stories about the Seattle music scene. Call in right now, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Let's talk to John in Chehalis. John, you are on the Rock.
Morning, guys.
Morning, John. How about you, man? What was one of your favorite Seattle rock memories?
Oh, well, I've been around almost as long as you, BJ, listening to you guys. Almost as you guys started. Many Seattle rock shows, but I think one of my kind of favorite and interesting things was Queensryche. They had, I was a fan of their fan club back in the day where you could write that off the back of cassette tapes and join. And they had what was their Promised Land listening party held at the Museum of Flight. And It was a quiet listening party. It was unusual. It was MTV was there. So you could actually even watch the video of that if you wanted to Google that up. And so we got to go in. They came in and landed with a plane. Everybody was in the museum scattered around. They had stands that had a whole bunch of headphones. And so everybody just got around, sat down, put his headphone on, and you just listened to the entire album. Band came out, talked to us, you know, what we thought, and all that stuff. And then we got to go meet the band afterwards. And it was pretty interesting because you take the headphones off and you look around and there's just all these fans just sitting there listening, and you don't hear the music until you put the headphones on. So it was kind of a whole different thing.
Pretty fun. Hey, that's wild.
Did you say the band showed up on a plane?
Yeah, they flew in.
Baller.
They landed, I don't know if it was a Learjet or what, but I don't know if they came from California at the time from another show or something, but they landed in there. It was the premiere of their album. It was premiered on MTV that night, and the Promised Land one. I can't remember what year that album was out. Been so many moons ago and so many concerts.
So did MTV, did they record you guys listening to the album on the headphones? Was that part of the recording that, or because MTV was there with you guys when you were doing it, right?
Yeah, MTV was just videoing some stuff, interviewed the band, talked to the band about their new album. I mean, they didn't, you know, show the whole thing. They were there.
That's
like
cool.
Like they're at Headbangers Ball. You know, and they just have, you know, their crew is there filming, and so they'd walk around. I tried to see if I could pick myself out in the crowd, because I showed my son, he's listening to some rock music now, and I was like, yeah, hey, Dad, this, that. I was on MTV, and he found it somehow. I don't know if somebody put it on YouTube or something. I Googled it, but...
That is, I appreciate the call, John. That's a very cool thing to be part of, like a listening party. It can be awkward if you don't like the album.
Yeah, but if you're there to enjoy their stuff, I think you're there to, you know, listen.
Yeah, I mean, you know you've got to be cool no matter what. I mean, I've had moments where it's like, okay, I've been able to listen to an album, but it was just me. Like, it wasn't a big event like that. Mm-hmm. And even then, you got to say you like it, even though, you know, you can get in the car with your buddy and go, what were they doing with that album?
That's what I love about Alice in Chains. They were always doing some, like, creative listening parties. They did the one at the Lasertarium, which was really freaking cool. And I guess one time, I can't remember which album it was. I think it might have been for their third record. They tried to do a listening party at the Seattle Aquarium, but didn't realize that there was a certain decibel level you can have there. So it was like, in retrospect, it was a bad idea because they couldn't really crank the record, you know, in fear of hurting, I don't know, the ears of the fish or something. I have no idea.
Yeah, you know, you're a marine biologist. It was really nice that you, that's right. You care about those fish. Yeah. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Long John Silver was a fictional pirate from what novel?
Moby Dick?
No.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
No.
Dr. Hook?
No, Dr.
Captain Hook.
No. Dr. Captain Hook.
Yeah, the correct answer we were looking for was Treasure Island. You want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647. And today is Seattle Rock Day. And I think after that last call, why not throw some Queensryche here on the Rock?
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you file for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.